And joining us now, Professor Daniel Bynum of Georgetown University Security Studies Program. Dr. Bynum is also a senior fellow at the Saban Center at the Brookings Institution here in Washington. Thanks for joining us. A lot to talk about. I'd like to focus on Iran and Syria for our segment. We've talked a lot in recent days on this program about what's going on inside Iraq. Tell us, Professor Bynum, a little more than we heard in a previous report about this pro-Saddam Iranian group that is operating inside Iraq. Who are they?
For almost two decades, Iraq has supported the anti-Tehran Mujahideen Khalq. They're a group of several thousand fighters that have a somewhat strange combination of fascism and Islamism, and they've been trying to topple the clerical regime. In the 1970s, they were very anti-American as well, and they were placed on the terrorism list by the United States in 1997. They are responsible for numerous cross-border attacks in Iran and several attempts at killing Iranian regime figures outside the country as well.
Let's talk for a moment now about Syria. We talked about in the report previous to this that Secretary Powell is planning to go to Damascus. No date certain at the moment, but what's on his agenda? What might we speculate that he will have to do to get Syrian officials to, I guess, in his view, cooperate more with Washington?
Secretary Powell is going there, I think, to drive several points home. First is that the United States wants Syrian support, or at least not opposition, in Iraq with any new government. The second is that Syria's support for the Lebanese Hezbollah must stop or at least be curtailed. And the third is that Syria needs to go back to the peace table and start supporting anti-Israel Palestinian groups. I think the secretary is trying to build on American prestige or credibility in the region in the wake of the successful toppling of Saddam's regime.
Usually, Professor, in the world of diplomacy, when these talks are held, there's leverage, power conveyed, delivered, threatened, warned in some way. What does the Secretary of State have to give to Syria or to withhold from Syria to accomplish what he wants to see accomplished?
There are several potential levers. Of course, there's the implicit threat of military force with tens of thousands of U.S. troops nearby and quite bellicose rhetoric coming from some members of the administration. In addition, the United States has cut off the illicit oil supply that was going from Iraq to Syria, and there's the threat of additional economic and political penalties as well.
Hopeful are you, Doctor, that in the weeks and months ahead, Iraq, given what we've talked about, that is some presence of pro-Saddam Iranian groups and, of course, the complicating factor of Syria and its role, how confident are you that the Iraqis themselves in the weeks and months ahead can find the stability and security and order that they need to establish a new government?
Well, you use the time period weeks and months. I would say months and years might be more appropriate. It's going to take a while to develop habits of trust, habits of democracy.